Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
En marcha con Coffee Break Spanish, Season 1, Episode 4.
Hola, aquí estamos de vuelta con otro episodio de Coffee Break Spanish, de En marcha con Coffee Break Spanish. Y hoy estamos en Málaga y vamos al mercado, el mercado central que se llama Atarazanas. El mercado central de Atarazanas. Y entonces vamos a ver lo que se vende aquí en el mercado. Vamos a empezar.
I think one of the things I love most about visiting a place, whether it's in Spain or in France or in Italy or in Germany, or wherever I am, I love going to the market. Because I think in the market, you can experience the culture in a way that is completely different to anywhere else. Entonces, en este episodio, vamos al mercado y tú puedes venir con nosotros. Food is a very important part of any culture. And actually, later in the series, we're going to be taking a food tour of Málaga and trying some of the local dishes. However, in this episode, we're focusing on the raw ingredients that we can find in the market. And we're going to be speaking to lots of people. Now, one important thing to mention is that when you're talking about different types of food and drink and produce, then there probably will be some quite specific vocabulary. But we'll cover that as we go along. You'll certainly be getting exposed to some new vocabulary in this episode. Muy bien. Bueno, la primera persona con la cual hablamos era una persona muy animada y muy amable también. Y ella vende productos típicos de la región. Vamos a escuchar esta primera entrevista.
Hola, buenos días, señora.
Buenos días, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo está?
Muy bien. ¿Y usted?
Muy bien, trabajando, como las buenas.
A ver, ¿qué vendéis aquí?
Sí, vendemos productos autóctonos de la Sierra de Málaga, que es el queso de leche payolla de cabra, que es la cabra autóctona de aquí de Málaga.
¿Y entonces son de forma de queso o de...?
Queso, jamón, salchichón, chorizos en manteca, lomos...
¿Y son más bien turistas o más bien malagueños que vienen aquí?
Viene en general de todo, porque estamos en Málaga y Málaga está creciendo mucho. A nivel europeo, Málaga es una ciudad muy acogedora, es una ciudad donde nos volcamos con la gente, con el turismo en general, porque vivimos, gracias a Dios, de todo el público. Pero viene tanto turismo nacional como extranjero.
¿Y usted es de Málaga?
Sí, ¿qué parezco, extranjera?
¿Y desde hace cuánto tiempo hace su trabajo aquí?
¿Aquí? Yo llevo aquí 40 años, exactamente lo hace los 40 años, el día 20 de enero, el próximo 20 de enero, hace los 40 años que me vine al mercado.
Pues enhorabuena. Enhorabuena, señora.
Sí, además esto viene desde los abuelos. Empezaron en este mismo puesto en el año 1927. Y entonces con nosotros en la tercera generación. Y ya con nosotros, yo creo que se termina, porque mi hija es profesora de español en la Universidad de Barcelona. Y mi Cristina está también trabajando ya y está con su consulta, que se especializó en dietética y nutrición.
Muchísimas gracias.
A vosotros.
Now, there was quite a lot in that interview and quite tricky to understand some of the vocabulary. She started by saying, vendemos productos autóctonos de la Sierra de Málaga. Now, autóctono means indigenous or native. So the products that they sell are native to the Sierra de Málaga, the mountain range of Málaga. She mentioned queso de leche de cabra. So that's the cheese made from goat's milk. She mentioned queso, jamón, salchichón, chorizo, two different types of sausage or embutido. And then I asked a question about whether it's more tourists or malagueños, locals who come to her stall to buy their product. And her answer was, everyone comes, en general de todo. And the reason for this is that she said, estamos en Málaga, y Málaga está creciendo mucho a nivel europeo. So Málaga is growing a lot at a European level. So it's a city where nos volcamos con la gente, con el turismo. Volcarse is quite a tricky verb. It means in some ways to fall over or to overturn. When a boat capsizes, you use volcarse. But here it means more along the lines of erupting with people. So it's a city where we are erupting with people and with tourism. And for that reason, everyone comes to her stall. Let's listen again to one part of this interview and let's focus on what the lady says about how long she's been running the market stall for and where it's going in the future.
Yo llevo aquí 40 años. Exactamente lo hace los 40 años el día 20 de enero. El próximo 20 de enero. Hace los 40 años que me vine al mercado.
Pues enhorabuena. Enhorabuena, señora.
Sí, además esto viene desde los abuelos. Empezaron en este mismo puesto en el año 1927. Y entonces con nosotros es la tercera generación. Y ya con nosotros, yo creo que se termina, porque mi hija es profesora de español en la Universidad de Barcelona. Y mi Cristina está también trabajando ya y está con su consulta, que se especializó en dietética y nutrición.
Okay, did you get this information? First of all, she says that she's been working in the market for 40 años, for 40 years. And in fact, the 20th of January, following this interview, was going to be her 40th anniversary of starting to work at the market stall. She explains that her family has owned the market stall since 1927. So 1927. So she is actually the third generation of the family looking after the stall. However, that is where it's going to end. She says, creo que se termina porque mi hija es profesora de español en la Universidad de Barcelona. So it's going to stop with this generation because one daughter works as a Spanish professor in the University of Barcelona and her other daughter is working in nutrition. She has a nutrition consultancy. So they won't be working in the market stall and the family tradition will end with this particular person. Okay, vamos a seguir con otra entrevista y vamos a aprender algo de vocabulario porque el vocabulario del mercado es muy interesante. I asked this man to explain what he sells.
Pues vendo aceituna aliñada, aceituna con anchoa rellena, aceituna con picante, torera, que es a base de pepinillo, cebolla, pimiento, un revuelto. Después pues tenemos cebollino, higos, almendras, nueces, pasas moscatel de Málaga. Y ya no te puedo decir más, porque pimientos picantes, menestra.
Muy bien. ¿Y desde hace cuánto tiempo hace su trabajo aquí?
Esto una semana.
¿Una semana?
Es que antes esto era una carnicería que me he tirado 40 años y he cambiado la actividad.
Entiendo. ¿Entonces le gusta este nuevo trabajo?
Yo lo he tenido antes. Lo he tenido antes y lo conozco. En otro sitio, pero conozco la actividad.
Muchas gracias.
Venga.
So this man has only been doing this particular job for 1 week. However, he does know the activity. He says, conozco la actividad. He knows what he's doing because he used to do that. But previously to this job, he was working as a butcher. He explained that the stall previously was una carnicería. Esto antes era una carnicería. And he had been working there for 40 years, but then he changed his activity. Among the many things that this man sold were aceitunas aliñadas, which are olives stuffed with various things. Aceitunas con anchoas, so stuffed with anchovies. Aceitunas con picante, so spicy stuffings. And then he described torera, which is a dish that's made up of gherkins and onion and peppers. And then other things like higos, figs, almendras, almonds, nueces, which are nuts, pasas moscatel de Málaga, and these are moscatel grapes from Málaga or raisins. We also spoke to a lady who sells fruit. And in this interview, you'll hear the names for a number of fruits. One that you may not recognize is chirimoya. Chirimoya is a local fruit. It's found on the Costa Tropical, which is the coastline of the province of Granada, places like Almuñécar and Motril. And the chirimoya is very popular, obviously, in this region. I asked this lady to tell us about the fruits that she was selling.
El melón, sandía, la manzana que dura todo el año, el tomate, por supuesto. Ahora también temporada está la ciruela, empieza la chirimoya. Chirimoya.
Las chirimoyas son algo distinto, ¿no?
Sí, es de piel muy dulce, piel carnosa, blanca, tiene pipitas. Entonces también está la nectarina, ahora empieza la mandarina, de la familia de la naranja.
I asked this lady if there were particular fruits which were more popular with customers than others.
Muy bien. ¿Y cuáles son las frutas que más les gustan a la gente aquí?
Bueno, casi siempre están esperando las de temporada. Naranja todo el año. Cuando empiezan las de verano, por supuesto, quieren las de verano. Y en invierno hay poquito, menos variedad.
¿Y usted tiene algún fruto preferido?
Bueno, las mandarinas me gustan mucho, las fresas. Y cuando empiezan las cerezas también.
So the most popular fruits at her stall are, of course, the ones which are in season. That's what people like to buy. As far as this lady was concerned, she prefers what she called the mandarina. Now, this is a particular peculiarity of the pronunciation of mandarina. It tends to be pronounced by some people in this part of Spain as mandarina. Very common mistake, if you like. It's a mandarina, but it's often pronounced as a mandarina in that part of Spain. She also said that she likes strawberries and cherries when they begin, when the season for cherries begins. Now, one of the main products sold at this market is seafood, which is extremely important for the economy in Malaga, as it's a coastal city, of course. Fresh seafood can be found in the menus of pretty much every restaurant and tapas bar in the city. However, for the freshest seafood, malagueños will tell you to head to one of the many chiringuitos, the seafront cafes, which line the beaches of this region. Now, if you're looking to buy your own seafood, then there's no better place to do so than the Mercado de Atarazanas. And we spoke also to some fishmongers there. Now, in this next section, you're going to be hearing lots of vocabulary, fish vocabulary. So let's go through some of that in advance. First of all, of course, we have pescado, which is the general word for fish, and then marisco, which is shellfish. And then we'll also hear things like almejas, which are clams, mejillones, mussels. You'll also hear both boquerones and anchoas. Now, anchoas are anchovies, and boquerones are also anchovies, but they're anchovies which are prepared in, basically a marinade of vinegar. So it's useful to know which is which before you order them. Another word, and I think this is particularly interesting, is salmonete, and that is red mullet. But in the recording, you'll hear the fishmonger pronouncing it as salmonete, and that's where the th sound, the th sound, if you like, is replacing S, as it happens in some parts of Spain. It's called ceceo, and we'll talk more about that in a language study episode, but it is written salmonete, even though he pronounces it salmonete. Let's have a listen to our fishmongers.
Buenos días, señor.
Hola.
¿Qué tal?
Bien.
Estamos haciendo algunos materiales para un curso de español para extranjeros. ¿Nos puede explicar lo que vende usted?
Salmonete, bonito, boquerones, breca y urele.
¿Y todos estos son peces de aquí, de Málaga?
Estos de Alicante. Salmonete de Alicante, boquerones de Cádiz, breca de Málaga y urele de Málaga.
¿Y qué le gusta más a la gente?
Los boquerones, las sardinas.
Los boquerones son muy malagueños, ¿no?
Claro, los boquerones más bien de Málaga, pero estos son de Cádiz, de Málaga no hay.
Pues aquí arroz paella, pinchos de gamba, de pulpo, pescado frito, pescado plancha, variedad de pescado, todas.
¿Y son más bien turistas o malagueños que vienen aquí?
Bueno, durante la semana mucho turismo y fines de semana malagueños.
¿Está abierto todos los días el mercado?
Menos los domingos, todos los días. Y cerramos a las 4:30 de la tarde.
concha fina, que es muy típico de aquí de Málaga, almeja, coquina, mejillones, zamburiña, búzano, mejillón francés, almeja de Cantábrico.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Buena, lo que vendemos básicamente es pescado para el día a día, para la paella y marisco y demás, lo que se compra casi todos los días.
¿Y qué tipo de pescado vendéis?
Sobre todo marisco, pescado azul, pescado blanco también, de todo un poco, la verdad.
De todo un poco, a little of everything. There is a huge amount of vocabulary in there. And if you're using the premium version of En Marcha, then you'll be able to follow all of that vocabulary in our lesson notes where we'll explain everything. Now, no trip to the market would be complete without sampling some of the produce. And I did just that with a seller of jamón, jamón serrano. Let's find out about the different types of jamón on sale. One more to mention here before we listen to this interview is the word bellota. Bellota literally means acorn. So when someone refers to jamón ibérico de bellota, what you're talking about is ham from acorn-fed Iberian pigs. Let's find out more about the jamón being sold in the Mercado de Atarazanas.
Y entonces el jamón es muy importante para los malagueños, ¿no?
Sí, el jamón y un buen vino son importantes para los malagueños.
Hay distintos tipos de jamón.
Exactamente, está el jamón campeón del mundo, este que tú ves aquí. Este es 100% bellota, ¿vale? El jamón proviene del cerdo. Entonces está el tipo 100% bellota, que es ese, que es el mejor que hay. Luego tenemos el siguiente tipo, que son ibéricos, que son el jamón, el cerdo come los dos últimos años bellota, ¿vale? Y el primero es durante toda su vida. Y así sucesivamente.
Entonces, ¿la bellota es más cara?
La bellota es el más caro, claro. Un 100% bellota, que ahora mismo no hay, hay muy poquitos jamones, te puede costar de 20 euros para arriba los 100 gramos.
Wow, muy caro.
Si no, no es 100% bellota.
Entiendo, entiendo. Bueno, necesitamos probar un poquito de jamón. Muchas gracias. Está muy rico, muy rico. Muchas gracias.
Perhaps one of the most important aspects of a market is that it's a place for people to come and to meet up with friends and have something to eat, something to drink, and of course, have a chat. And we had a chat with three friends who explained why they come to the market.
Entonces, vosotros sois de aquí, de Málaga.
De Málaga, sí, de Málaga.
Entonces, ¿por qué venís al mercado?
Al mercado porque aquí se tapea de lujo.
Cuéntanos.
Buen material, buena cerveza, fresca, como tiene que ser, un buen camarero. Y buen material, es lo más importante. Y de precio no está mal.
So why do they go to the market? Porque aquí se tapea de lujo. Tapear is to go and have tapas, and you do so in a luxurious way in the market. Con buen material, with good produce, buena cerveza, good beer, fresca, como tiene que ser, cold, just as it should be. Un buen camarero, a good waiter, and he repeats, buen material, that good produce, which is the most important thing. I asked the friends if they were malagueño de pura cepa, if they were born and bred malagueños.
¿Y sois malagueños de pura cepa?
Malagueño de Málaga. Hombre, el acento no se nos nota mucho, pero bueno. Sí,
malagueño, malagueño.
Perfecto. Sí, para los turistas que vienen a Málaga, ¿cuáles son los consejillos que tenéis?
Hombre, en principio,
ganas de divertirse, que traigan dinerito para que lo vean aquí.
Y aquí no te van a engañar. Aquí no te van a engañar. Si vienes al mercado, nunca te van a engañar.
Hay muchos sitios buenos.
Perfecto. Pues muchísimas gracias.
Hasta luego.
So their suggestion for tourists coming to Malaga is that they come with ganas de divertirse, the desire to enjoy themselves, y que traigan dinerito, and that they bring some money so that they can leave it there, para que lo dejen. But they come back around to talking about the market again and say, aquí no te van a engañar. They are not going to trick you here in the market. The market is real. It's not just built for tourists like the bars in the city centre. It is a real place where real malagueños come, and you can equally go and enjoy yourself wandering around the market just as we did. That's where we're going to leave this episode. It has been an episode very rich in vocabulary, and we hope that you found that useful, because of course, if you're traveling to any Spanish-speaking part of the world, you're going to be experiencing lots of this food vocabulary. If you have access to our premium version of the course, then you'll be able to check our vocabulary list and, of course, all the notes that surround the transcript. And there's also bonus materials in the form of lesson activities and, of course, our language study audio, in which we'll be going through some of the language covered here in greater detail. If you've not already signed up, then head over to coffeebreaktravels.com, where you'll be able to find the En Marcha course in the Coffee Break Academy. That is it for this episode. Thank you once again for joining us. Esperamos que os haya gustado este episodio del Mercado de Atarazanas de Málaga. Muchas gracias y hasta muy pronto.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.